Good afternoon, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Delgrand. Now, this is a cheap pocket street photography camera you probably never heard of. Street photography is one of the most rewarding and difficult genres of image making in the world. Fortunately, the cost of entry is practically free, especially if you live in a busy city or a town big enough to host a few skyscrapers. All you really have to do is walk out your front door. And while I'm an advocate for making photos with what's most readily available, for most people that means taking photos with a mobile phone. But in this podcast, I want to sing the praises for my go-to inexpensive pocket street photography cornerstone, the Fujifilm X-F10. Now, is it a crop sensor? Yep. Fixed focal length? Sure is. Regardless of these two qualities, both of which people will probably label as a liability, the X-F10 has been a fantastic camera to work with, and the results really speak for themselves. Now, this podcast isn't a product review or sponsored in any way. What I'm aiming to do is highlight an affordable, compact powerhouse of a camera for people looking to invest a little scratch outside of snapping photos with their phone. I picked up the X-F10 almost 3 years ago. I found a new one on eBay for about $430 after shipping. Since then, I think the price has climbed a bit, not more than $100 though. First, I can't say enough great things about Fujifilm's JPEGs fresh out the camera. It's really phenomenal. Now, on this camera, there's a handful of film filters to choose from, and I've simply used the Provia, which is the standard color palette designed for most subjects and lighting. Once I got the hang of exposure on the X-F10, the JPEGs, again, practically didn't need any post-production edits. While it's thicker and heavier than my iPhone, it's shorter in length, so it's a cinch to slip this bad boy into my jean pockets. One of the best parts of shooting with a compact camera is most people think you're some tourist. Hence, their guard will be down and you'll attract almost no attention. It's a fixed focal length body, so you can't switch lenses, which I find is a great thing when it comes to working in the streets. But, I mean, that doesn't make any sense, right? Not really. When you can't switch out your lens, you're not distracted by anything. You have one option for focal length, meaning you have to concentrate on the story at hand. That's street photography. Now, fresh out the box, this camera made me want to go make photos. Obviously, that's a personal preference that not everyone will experience, but that's the perfect camera in my eyes. Does it make you want to go work? Then that's your camera. Plus, it just has a proper camera feel, which is surprising considering the size of the X-F10. I've used this plenty in low light situations, and it's worked really well. You can crank the ISO to faster than 6400, but I haven't had to push it that far. There's no viewfinder, and the LED screen is static, so that will give you some trouble in a bright lighting situation, but that's never tripped me up in any major way. It has a few focus options that are very effective, and it can also shoot burst mode in RAW at 6 frames per second, which means you won't miss a person coming into a perfect fishing street photography scene. Has the focus failed me a few times? Absolutely. But I can say that for every camera that I've used since I started shooting in 1997. The X-F10 also includes an advanced filter menu. There, you can opt for a fisheye look, pop color, and my personal favorite, the toy camera, which replicates those $50 plastic Holga 120mm film cameras. Super fun. And before I started using this in the rain and snow, I could transfer the images via Wi-Fi using the Fujifilm app. That made editing quick on my iPhone and very efficient. Now, this isn't the best camera that I'll ever own, but the images I've captured thus far have been in galleries around the United States and world, from Tucson to Portland, Oregon, to Glasgow to Rome. And the majority of the photos that will be in my new photography book were taken with the Fujifilm X-F10. For all the features that you get for less than half the price of a new iPhone, the Fujifilm X-F10 may be the best investment a new street photographer can make. I mean, I'd argue that pro photogs would benefit from having this camera in their bag. Yes, I did mention having a new book pressing soon. And check in later in this podcast to see what else I got cooking when it comes to printing my work. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. If you're looking to support this podcast and my other creative adventures, log on to my website, davidjdelgren.com, and purchase my first self-published softcover photo book, Lutes del Barrio.